coming up on this week's edition of the Vikings Huddle. Vikings veteran Charlie Johnson joins the show to discuss who influenced him growing up and how he never gave up on his dream of being a National Football League player.
He was an athlete when he was younger, and I kind of followed in his footsteps.
And get an inside tour to learn what it's like to be a Viking. It's all next. It's Vikings Huddle.
You'll have to play 60.
Hello, Nickelodeon Universe. I'm Paul Allen. This is Vikings Huddle. It's a kids program. It's designed for families, courtesy of the Vikings Entertainment Network. And the show is also provided to you by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota. We are going to take you through a journey behind the scenes of Minnesota Vikings football and things we do at Winter Park that we thoroughly hope you enjoy. Our junior broadcaster here to perform for Edenbrook Elementary is A.J. Gorton. My man A.J. is a seventh grader at Osseo Junior High. Edenbrook Elementary, how about a round of applause for my main man? A.J., you excited?
Yep,
gets the opportunity to meet a member of the Minnesota Vikings who's going to join us now. Ladies and gentlemen, he is one-fifth of the Minnesota Moving Company. He moves man for profit, and he's very good at what he does. Ladies and gentlemen, Edenbrook Elementary, Nickelodeon Universe, a round of applause for Big Charlie Johnson. Charlie Johnson, part of the Minnesota Moving Company. That's our offensive line.
How are you?
Hello, Charlie.
Hello.
Welcome to Mall of America. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Welcome to Nickelodeon Universe, where we have all these wonderful rides around here. Let me ask you this. When's the last time you rode a roller coaster, Charlie?
I would say at the Vikings Christmas party that was here.
Oh, was? Last, you fit in one?
Yeah, that would be the last time I rode the SpongeBob over there.
Okay. Now, do you not only ride SpongeBob, but do you find yourself watching SpongeBob at times whenever you want to sit back and just relax after a Vikings game?
Well, with two little ones at the house, it tends to be on TV. So a lot of SpongeBob, a lot of Nickelodeon.
Excellent. Well, A.J. Gorton, our student ambassador representing the Fuel Up to Play 60 program, I'm sure he likes a lot of TV shows. I'm not sure Dora the Explorer is one of them. He might not be a big fan of Boots or Swiper, but there will be plenty of swiping from a question standpoint. A.J., Charlie Johnson, take it away.
What do you eat before a game to keep you energized?
A couple of things. I usually have a steak. I usually try to have a helping of pasta for the carbohydrates, and then Gatorade and a little bit of milk. Not too much milk before a game because it can make you a little bit nauseous, but just a little bit of milk and Gatorade.
What is your favorite healthy snack?
My favorite healthy snack is actually pistachios. I'm a big pistachio fan. I just like them.
Being with the team for a few years, do you have any advice for newer players?
You know, I try to tell the new guys that come in is just play football. I know that the magnitude of the situation being an NFL player can kind of be a little overwhelming, but at the end of the day, I just tell them to play football. It's a game that you've been playing, you know, for me since I was 8 years old. So don't try to make it a bigger deal than what it is.
Who did you look up to as a young athlete and why?
Me personally, my dad. My dad was a big part of my life. He kind of played at, you know, he was an athlete when he was younger, and I kind of followed in his footsteps.
Did you play any other sports other than football when you were younger?
I did. I played basketball. I played baseball. I threw the shot put and discus when I was younger, and I played field hockey.
Great questions, AJ. What's next?
How do you stay active and eat healthy every day?
Well, it's kind of part of my job, but you know, I just try to eat the right foods, the foods that I know that I have good nutritional value, and that'll help me perform at my highest level. And I work out and I practice, and just that's how I stay active.
What is your touchdown dance if you made a touchdown?
Yeah, if you scored a touchdown, would you have a touchdown dance?
Well, first off, I would celebrate with my other four offensive linemen. I would try to celebrate with them, but then I think after that, I would kind of do I don't know, you may be too young to know who Ric Flair is, but he was a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
And he has a little strut that he does. That would probably be what I would do.
Well, I think you did a great job. I'd like to ask you one more question, Charlie. A lot of kids and parents asked me before we started this Vikings Huddle, which is provided by Children's Hospitals and Clinics in Minnesota, what will it take for the Minnesota Vikings to win the Super Bowl? How can the Vikings win the Super Bowl, Charlie?
You know, I think we just have to stay the course. Obviously, we have to play a little bit better than we have been, but, you know, I think we just stay the course. I think Coach Frazier has a plan for us. We've had success with it, and, you know, for whatever reason, it's not working out right now. But, you know, just stay the course and do what we do, and hopefully we'll get there.
Edinbrook Elementary, Charlie Johnson of the Minnesota Vikings, A.J. Gordon, Osseo Junior High School. He's our junior broadcaster, and I'm Paul Allen. This is Vikings Huddle, a Vikings Entertainment Network production. Don't leave.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
My name is Gigi McKinney-Banks, and I am the Food Service Director for the Minnesota Vikings. I'm going to show you how to make an apple cartwheel. It's only 50 calories and 3 grams of fat. Ready? Okay. We have one medium-sized apple. We have some peanut butter. We have raisins, semi-sweet chocolate morsels, and honey. What you want to do is core out your apple. Ask your mom or dad for help, okay? I like to get all the seeds out. So I go all the way to the bottom to core out my apple. Now, the apple's all cored out, so we're going to mix all of these ingredients into a bowl. I love peanut butter. Do you? It's really thick, but it'll get in there. Okay. Okay, it's gonna be really thick and gooey, but mix it together really well. Just like this. And that's really all you gotta do. Okay, so now what we're going to do, we're gonna attempt to put these ingredients into that little hole there. You think you can do it? It's getting in there. Now what you want to do is put it into the refrigerator for a couple of hours so it's nice and hard. It's just solid in there before you slice it. Okay, now the apple's all done. I took it out of the refrigerator after 2 hours. I sliced it, and here's an apple cartwheel. Remember to ask your mom or dad for help when cutting.
Right on. All righty, thanks for that healthy tip. You can learn more at Vikings.com via Fuel Up 60 and the Fuel Up 60 program. This is Vikings Huddle, a Vikings Entertainment Network production. Let's take you over to Winter Park. We'll sneak behind the scenes with our exclusive Junior Insider.
Hi, I'm Derek, your Vikings insider, and I'm here today with the Minnesota Vikings voice announcer, Paul Allen. So, Paul, it's great to have you on the show.
Hey, what's going on there, buddy?
Not much. Do you mind if I ask you a couple questions?
Yeah, I'd love that. No problem.
So what exactly do you do for the Vikings?
I announce games on the radio, and I sit here at Mall of America Field. And right now, the Philadelphia Eagles just came onto the field, so I'm memorizing their numbers off this roster right here. And then when the game starts, I'll yell boom for the kickoff and then hopefully call a Vikings victory.
Cool. What's this chart you've been working on?
This chart right here, it's called a depth chart. And what it is, it has the Vikings offense and the Eagles defense and some notes. And then you flip it over and the Eagles offense and the Vikings defense. And what I do is when I call the game through the binoculars, whenever somebody does something that I think is noteworthy, I'll have some notes down there that I can share with the listening audience.
So, is it fun to be a Vikings voice announcer?
Yeah, it's fun to be the play-by-play guy, especially when we win. In my 12 years of doing it, I've had a lot of fun doing it. We've had a lot of big plays. We've had some really good seasons, like 2009 when we almost went to the Super Bowl when we had Brett Favre and some other really good players. So it's a really, really fun job, but it's most fun when we win.
Well, if Paul calls the game, what do the people do behind him in the booth? There's also the Vikings engineer, Veronica. So, Veronica, what do you exactly do for the Vikings?
Well, I make sure that Paul and Pete's mics are on at the correct time, and I make sure that they sound good on the radio broadcast. I also have to pay attention to the game and listen for whenever there's a flag or something, whenever the ref needs to be heard on the radio. I make sure that it's turned up at the correct time, and I get them on the air so everybody in their cars or listening at home or on their phones can hear the broadcast, can hear what's going on in the game.
How long have you been working with the Vikings?
This is my third season now.
Well, thanks for joining us on the show, Veronica.
No problem.
I'm Derek, your Vikings insider.
Well, that was excellent. Great job by the junior insider taking us behind the scenes and teaching you more about your favorite team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now, helping out in the community is very important to the Minnesota Vikings. You will learn more about that when Vikings Huddle resumes. Welcome back, everybody. It's Vikings Huddle. This is Edenbrook Elementary. I'm Paul Allen. We're at Mall of America, specifically Nickelodeon Universe. And being active in the community and helping others is a very important part of being part of the Minnesota Vikings, not only for those who play on the field, but those of us off the field. Every single player on the team commits personal time each year to helping in the community. Let's take a look.
It has all the ingredients of a great night for any youngster. Plenty of face painting. Games and prizes. Autographs from an NFL player. And it all takes place on the Vikings practice field.
It's a great event to promote adoption and to have all these families out here and a lot of the families that have adopted, and just to raise awareness about how special and a unique opportunity it is to give a child a home, and regardless of race or age or sex or whatever it is, everybody deserves a chance in life to be a part of a family.
Tonight's about celebrating, you know, adoption, just coming out and having fun, enjoying the Vikings platform, and just having a good time. I think the message probably is we think adoption's for everybody, whether or not you have biological children or you don't. You know, if you have room in your family, room in your heart, and you think you could open up your home to another child, adoption is a blessing, and it's changed our lives.
Wasn't that neat?
Yeah!
Another excellent moment from your favorite football team, the Minnesota Vikings. Now, we're going to check in with the dude over at Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota for this week's Making Safe Simple Minute.
Awesome. Thanks, PA. As PA mentioned, my name is The Dude, and I am Children's TV show host. I'm here with Dex Tuttle from Children's Injury Prevention Program, dude. What's up?
Good to see you again.
Awesome. We're going to talk about high-risk sports and low-risk sports. Anytime you're in physical activity like this, you have some kind of risk for injury, right, dude?
Yeah, unfortunately, injury is just a part of playing sports. But some sports, you're more likely to get injured than others.
Right, like football, for example.
Right, and I actually have a question for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So according to Safe Kids USA, what percentage of athletes age 5 to 14 got injured playing football last year?
Ooh, okay.
You want me to give you multiple choice?
That would be great.
Okay. Is it A, 12%, B, 19%, or C, 28%?
28?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Well, that seems kind of high.
Yeah, that's higher than basketball, soccer, baseball, and softball athletes.
Whoa, even ping pong?
Right.
Huh. So, what do we take away from this?
Well, you want to make sure that you prepare for the game. So, you're doing your stretches and your warm-ups and your cool-downs. You're drinking and eating properly, and you're wearing the right equipment, and you're playing by the rules. That
awesome.
Can help prevent injury.
Awesome, dude. Thanks, Dex.
Thanks.
Vikings Huddle is presented by Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota and by the Midwest Dairy Council, partnering with the Vikings in Fuel Up to Play 60.
Welcome back to Vikings Huddle and Mall of America here at Nickelodeon Universe. I'm Paul Allen. This is Minnesota Vikings left guard Charlie Johnson. This is our junior broadcaster, student ambassador for the Fuel Up to Play 60 program, A.J. Gorton, seventh grader from Osseo Junior High School. And this is the two-minute drill where boys and girls from Edinbrook Elementary get the opportunity to ask Charlie Johnson some questions. It's Vikings Huddle. What's your name, buddy? What's your question?
My name's Maurice, and my question is, who is your idol that played football?
That's a very good question. When I was younger, I was a big Reggie White fan. I know he played for Green Bay, but that's neither here nor there. But just what Reggie White stood for, you know, he was a man of faith, and he was a very good football player. So I always looked up to him.
Great answer. What's your name and what's your question?
My name is Jessica, and where did you go to college?
I went to Oklahoma State University in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Go Pokes.
My name is John, and why did you choose football over your other sports?
Why'd you choose football over the other sports, Charlie?
Well, you know, I played the other sports growing up and all throughout high school, and football was my best opportunity to move forward as far as going to college.
And your name and your question?
My name is Laura, and who is your friend on the Vikings team?
I have a lot of friends on the Vikings, but I would say my other offensive linemen are guys that we kind of hang out with and stay together.
What was your favorite part of your career and why?
Oh, that's a great question, because Charlie played for Indianapolis at a very high level.
You know, I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of great experiences, but ultimately going to the Super Bowl and winning a Super Bowl is by far the greatest moment, knowing that you and your teammates are the best in the world. It's a good feeling.
Charlie won a Super Bowl as the left tackle for Peyton Manning. How about a round of applause for that? A Super Bowl winner here at Nickelodeon Universe. That's fantastic. What's your name, buddy, and what's your question?
I'm Jordan, and I heard that you were a great singer. Can you sing the Viking song for us?
Jordan, is it? He hears you're a great singer. Is that accurate? Can you sing?
That is not accurate.
Well, can you, kids, do you want to see Charlie sing for like 5 to 10 seconds?
Yeah!
Okay, Charlie, now how about the national anthem? 2, 3. Oh, say.
Can you see by the dawn's early light?
A round of applause for Charlie Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. That was outstanding. Nice job. Edinbrook Elementary, give yourselves a round of applause. You guys were outstanding. A.J. Gordon from Osseo Junior High School, Charlie Johnson. I'm Paul Allen. We thank the Children's Hospitals and Clinics of Minnesota, and we also thank Nickelodeon Universe here at Mall of America. You guys are absolutely fantastic. Thanks for being great Vikings fans, and we're going to leave Vikings Huddle, a Vikings Entertainment Network production, with Charlie leading us with this.
Fuel up to play 60 on three. One, two, three.
Fuel up to play 60.